Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hello! I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and I just saw some theater. I saw Ubu Roy, a Throughline Theater production at the Pittsburgh Playwrights Theater on Liberty Ave downtown. I don't even know where to begin with this. I will just give you some descriptive words. Wild, wacky, crazy, loud, fast-paced, goofy, silly, sometimes a little crude. The language was, just say, leave the kids at home on this one. I'll just make that pretty clear. One of the most interesting things for me about the language was they put words together for name calling that I would never even dream of putting together. And they were a little off the chain as far as decency, but some of them were really hilarious. In fact, I think that's one of the things I thought was most funny about this show was the total irreverence about the names that were called. All right, so this show, Ubu Roy, is an adaptation of a show that was written by Alfred Jarry, a French playwright, in 1895. And it's what they call very freely adapted by Connor Pickett and Jordan Matthew Walsh. It was directed by our own Shannon Knapp, a Pittsburgh favorite here. And it tells a story about the rise of Ubuism, which is a political kind of uprising. I don't know if you'd even call it an uprising, because Ubu himself had a hostile overtaking of the Polish government. This was supposed to have happened in Poland, by murdering the former king. So Brett Sullivan Santry plays Ubu, and I give him a lot of credit for his performance. It was so full of energy and movement, and oh, he put his heart and soul into it, and he plays this horrible, stupid, bloated dictator who usurped the government from the former king. And think Monty Python on steroids, because that's the whole feeling and tone of this. Just bizarre. People stabbing each other with a wooden spoon, except it was really supposed to be a sword. It's really hard to describe. If you don't like Monty Python, and you don't like absurdity, and you don't like wackiness, this isn't for you. But I have to give Brett Sullivan Santry a lot of credit for his playing of this role. And his wife is played by Vanessa St. Clair, who also, I thought, did a wonderful job. And she sings beautifully, by the way. Just throwing that in. It was a huge cast. And every actor played several different roles. John Feitner had several good moments in several of his roles. And there's an Arjun Kumar. I won't give it away what he does, but I'll just say the ladies are going to be lining up to get to know him a little bit better. And if you see the show, you'll see what I mean. This is a show because it's so irreverent. And I have to mention, it at times was a little difficult to watch, because this adaptation was written within the past year and a half or so. And the king, Ubu, with his Ubuism, which is basically taxing the poor, everything for himself, very narcissistic, very stupid. His wife was bright, and she tried to help him along the way. He was not a kind or a benevolent ruler in any way. And there were so many parallels to what's happening right now in our political theater here in this country that there were times I found it really difficult to watch, and times that things were supposed to be really funny, but personally I found it difficult to laugh just because of how close it came to what's going on right now in the U.S. So if you're a Monty Python fan and you like your reverence and some pretty wild, crude, sometimes vulgar language mixed in with a lot of absurdity and action and noise, then this is the show for you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.